Determination means to decouple intention from emotion. Sometimes we feel that I don't have enough determination. And sometimes we almost treat determination as some kind of genetic gift. Some people have it, some people don't have it. But determination is not something mystical or elusive. The essence of determination is the capacity to create a distance between emotion and action. Emotion and primarily intention, which will lead to action. So consider, for example, fasting. Normally, whenever we feel hunger, the hunger is a sensation that comes in our body. Then that comes out as an emotion in our mind. I want to eat something. I feel like eating. And then that leads to the intention, I want to eat. And then I eat. There is perception. From there, there is emotion. There is intention and there is action. Now, all of us at different times for different durations, we are capable of fasting. When we fast, what do? Essentially, we feel hunger, but we have resolved, I will not eat at that time. And although we feel like eating, we don't eat. So normally that emotion leads to a particular action. Normally the emotion of hunger leads to the action of eating. But in the case of fasting, what we do is we decouple the emotion from the action. I feel the emotion of hunger, but I decide I will not eat. And I don't eat. Now, this same principle applies in whichever activity we want to be determined about. What determination essentially means, we may sometimes not feel like doing something. We may feel like doing something which is the opposite of what normally is to be done. But if we let that feeling, let that emotion impel us to a particular action, to the corresponding action only, then we will not be acting with determination. But if you can decouple that emotion, yeah, I don't feel like doing this, but this is important for me. Therefore, I will do it. Then that action, if we perceive it in that with our intention, then that is determination. So when we Krishna talks about determination in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. There he talks about determination in the three modes. And there he says, Dhrityayaya dharyate manapranendriya kriya yogena vivicharenya dhruti sapartha satvike. So he says in 18.33 in the Bhagavad Gita that Dhrityayaya dharyate, that determination by which manapranendriya kriya, the mind, the senses, their motions, the activity that impel from that, yogena avibhicharinya, by the practice of yoga, one makes them undeviated. One keeps fixed. Dhritisa partha satviki, that is determination in the mode of goodness. That means the mind and senses will generate certain perceptions and emotions within us, which will make us feel like doing a particular thing. And if we don't do that, we are capable of resisting those emotions and persevering in the right course of action that we are determined to do, then that is an expression of our determination. So if we do this internal homework in understanding what actually sabotages our determination, it is the emotion coming in the way inside us. When we identify with that, when we give in to that, then we lose our determination. But we have the capacity that whatever the perception, the emotion may be there, we have the capacity to turn away from it. And how can one do that? Yogena avibhicharenya. By the steady practice of yoga. The best yoga that Bhagavad Gita recommends is Bhakti Yoga. Yogina visarvesham madgatena antaratmana. Krishna says the topmost yogi in 6.40 verse 7 is the one who fixes his mind on him. Fixes their mind on him. Such yogis, by their steady practice of yoga, by their fixed absorption in Krishna, by their deep connection with Krishna, they are able to decouple their emotions from their intentions and actions. And that this is how they become determined. And similarly, when we focus on Krishna, when we stay focused on connecting with Krishna, then whatever emotions come, if we find them disconnecting us from Krishna, we can distance ourselves from them. We can, by focusing on Krishna, say no to them, and thus we can enhance our determination. Thank you. Hare Krishna.